As we mentioned before the break, I want to head over to Washington, D.C. just to get the latest and the reaction to what's been quite an extraordinary past 60 minutes, I would have thought. Joining us on the line is a great friend of the program, Cam Stewart, the Washington correspondent with the Australian newspaper. Good morning, Cam.
G'day, Tony.
Well, it has been an amazing hour or so, hasn't it?
It has been just remarkable. It really has. I mean, we had protesters outside the White House, at that point fairly peaceful protests, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, the police came towards them firing tear gas, etc., to clear them out of where they were, which is Lafayette Park, which is directly opposite the White House. This is where they were last night, where a lot of the trouble happened. And so there was a lot of tear gas and protesters were running. And the reason why it became obvious was because police wanted to clear that area so that the president, Donald Trump, once he came out and addressed the nation, which he did, he came to the Rose Garden and spoke. After that, he actually walked across the street from the White House and he visited the church, the St. John's Church, that is opposite the park there. Now, that is an incredibly historic church. Every single U.S. president has prayed at that church. And it's a real symbol of Washington. It's a symbol of power, if you like. And so he went to there. Donald Trump walked up there, all by himself, obviously with a lot of security around the side, and held up a Bible and held it in the air and said, America is a great nation and we will win. It was just a remarkable moment.
Why did he do it?
I think what he was trying to do, Tony, is I think he was trying to send the message that I am taking back the streets, we are taking back the streets, we're going to do whatever is needed to end these protests. Because in his comments in the Rose Garden, he was very, very strongly worded. He said that he will do whatever is needed, including, remarkably, the U.S. military, to restore order across America and, quote, dominate the streets. He said America needs security, not anarchy. And, you know, and it's going to end right now. And then he walked across. So I think that was his statement. Now, of course, the great mystery is how is this going to play out with protesters across America tonight?
Well, I think, yeah, well, there's that. And we'll come back to the protesters. But I suppose another great mystery is how is it going to play out in terms of his chances of re-election?
Look, that's such a good question at this minute. You know, it's very hard to tell. Certainly, I think Donald Trump's supporters will be quite supportive of him saying he is the law and order president. They're the actual words he said, I am the law and order president. They will see these protesters having gone too far with all the violence and the anarchy. They will see it as having gone beyond the original reason, the terrible death of George Lord. And the police. And so I think that they might actually be quite supportive of Donald Trump, but of course his opponents will be very, very angry with this. They say he's just stoking flames and that this could cause even worse problems across the country.
Yeah, so has it created a greater divide, do you think? I mean, by getting up there, and look, I'm keen on your views, you're the expert, but I thought the way he spoke, whether you agree with it or not, was more presidential than we've ever seen from Donald Trump in his nearly 4 years in power.
Yeah, look, it was very, very forceful. And I mean, Donald Trump, I think he's been criticised for having a lack of empathy about the issue relating to Mr. Floyd. But I think now he just says he sees that he has to do something to end this. I mean, these American cities are in flames. I mean, you know, you just can't have it keep going. And so Trump's argument is just gone well beyond that original cause and it needs to be done. And look, he was very strong, but you know, this is such a tinderbox, this country, Tony. This is such a wounded country at the moment. 100,000 people dead from coronavirus, 40 million people out of work. I mean, you know, it's so unpredictable how they're going to react. And so, you know, we'll just see. The next couple of hours, it's now 8 o'clock here in Washington, 8 o'clock at night in Washington, D.C. I think the next couple of hours will be really instructive as to whether his message has actually worked.
Do you fear for the reaction?
I do fear for the reaction. I think that it will probably work well, in the sense I think maybe some of the heat might have been taken out by the terrible night last night. But look, this is so unpredictable at the moment that you know, I could be wrong. It could go any way at all. There are a lot of people on the streets, not just in Washington, across the country, Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, you name it. There are thousands and thousands of people out there. They've all listened to Donald Trump, and it's just a case of how they're going to react.
And just one final one, and look, I suspect you won't know the answer 100%, but whose idea would have it been to walk? Would have that been Donald Trump's or would have that been some advisor?
That's a very good question. I think it would have been a mixture of both, I suspect. But clearly, Donald Trump would have loved the idea. The idea that he personally is walking across the very street where just literally 20 minutes earlier protesters were chanting against him. I think he would have loved the symbolism of that. Holding up the Bible, that certainly plays to his more religious supporters. You know, he's really playing very much to his base here and saying, I am the guy you need to restore order in this country. It's not my fault. I'm going to fix it. I mean, it's a strong message. Will they take it?
Well, it's a moment in time that's going to be around for a long, long time because it was just so out of the blue and just so radical in its production. So, Cam, always great to talk to you and good luck over there.
Thanks, Danny.